It's a show about women, for women, and empowering women. This is Cocktails and Conversation with Maureen Moore on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Maureen Moore, and I'm here for Cocktails and Conversation. And today, I am here with some fabulous, fantastic women. You know, women that that understand the family business, women that have produced wonderful daughters to carry on in the family business, starting in some of the footsteps and then passing up those little footsteps when they just ended in the sand and continued on with their own ideas and the company as well. So today we welcome Lauren Herring, and Lauren is the daughter of Laura Herring. And Laura started the Impact Group, which she founded it. She raised it from a child and at the same time then passed it on to their daughter. And it was really Mike and Laura that passed it on to their daughter, Lauren. So Lauren and Laura, welcome today.
Thank you, Mo.
And then I have, oh my gosh, little Danielle. Danielle Federico, who I've known since she's five. And here now she's just this glowing, beautiful woman. And her mother, Kathy Federico. And Kathy's one of my dearest and closest friends. And together, they are in the automobile business. And Kathy is the... Well, you know what? You really are the queen of Chevrolet. I don't know if there's another way to say it except the queen of Chevrolet. And then the princess is Danielle with Federico Kia and Dodge and Chrysler. So what's so nice is to welcome both of you today as well.
Thank you.
So we have four wonderful women here and so much going on in this room. Poor Jim is not going to know what to do. So I think he'll just stay on his own side and of the board and try to let us go through this today. And we'll probably all be talking at the same time. So our listeners are going to love this because, again, these are women that are powerful, accomplished, and so supportive of each other, of their families, of their employees. And, you know, they're just super people that we need to meet. So, let's start, ladies. First question. Give me a little background on each of you. And, Laura, why don't you start? Laura Herring, founder and chairwoman of Impact Group.
Hi, everyone. Mo, thanks so much for having us here. We're looking forward to it. I started out as a psychologist, and I just loved helping people. And that was my passion, even since I was a young girl, is to make a positive difference in the lives I touched. And I knew early on, when I was in high school, I wanted to be a psychiatrist, but I didn't want to go to med school. So the next best thing was a psychologist. And I had a private practice for 13 years, and throughout that time, I heard people talk about how painful relocation was for them and their families. Mm-hmm. And that helped me start the concept of the first spouse and family assistance program in relocation in corporate America.
And you're a graduate of Webster University.
I'm a graduate of Webster University undergrad and Washington University grad school.
There you go. So
homegrown girl.
Quite accomplished. And your daughter, Lauren. Lauren, and I should say, Lauren, give them your full name, the whole name anyway. I love it.
Lauren Michelle Herring. And recently married Ted DiCebato. So around church and school, I go by Lauren DiCebato. But otherwise, in business, I still keep the Lauren Herring going strong.
And a proud graduate of Notre Dame.
Notre Dame and Wash U also.
Oh, that's right. And you spoke at Wash U's commencement?
I can't believe it. Yeah. I felt like I needed to check my email when Dean Taylor, the new dean of the Olin Business School, asked me to do the commencement address for the business school last December. Mm-hmm. And it was such an honor that I felt I couldn't pass up and was totally excited to be able to share just a few thoughts with some of the graduates.
And she knocked it out of the park. She just said to us, Mom, would you come to Wash U? I'm going to give a talk there. We get there and I find out it's the commencement speech.
You didn't even tell your parents?
No, I'm sure I did. But it was one of those things where it's like, I felt like I needed to pinch myself. Is this really me? I feel like I still have a lot more to go before I'm qualified to give a commencement address.
My
but
goodness.
But I got some really awesome congratulations on the way out. Some of the parents were shaking my hand saying, thank you so much for sharing that information.
It was a great speech.
And the graduates actually listened.
Yeah,
so that's
I think
a cool
they did.
Thing.
Yeah, at least it looked like they did.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, welcome today, Lauren.
Thanks.
Thank you. And you are now president and CEO?
I am CEO. Yeah, CEO.
Okay, CEO of the Impact Group.
And she is the chair of the board. I turned off the board a year ago, and I am now chair emeritus.
Is that really true?
That is true. She actually
do
is
we really
number
believe
one.
That?
She's oh number gosh. One babysitter. And number two loves to just hear the latest gossip of Impact Group, but really not at all in the day-to-day, which...
And don't want to be.
I value her opinion and her thoughts, and I was we were talking earlier about how we brought on a new sales leader, and I involved her in the process. I wanted her opinion. I wanted her guidance, but at the end of the day, it was my decision.
Good for you.
And that's what I would say to her when she wanted my opinion. I said, trust your gut. Mm-hmm. Trust your gut. Trust your gut.
You know what? And I think that's probably what you say a lot of times, Kathy, don't you, to Danielle?
Absolutely. You can't go wrong if you're listening to what your gut is telling you.
That's right. That's right. And we have Danielle. We have Danielle here. And I'm going to start with your mom first because she is the queen mom.
Yes.
You know, memes. You know?
Absolutely.
We like to call her memes. So, you know what? The thing is with Kathy. Kathy, you started out in high school knowing you were going to go into the car business, didn't you?
I did. I started out actually in the accounting office.
Mm-hmm.
My dad being Jack Schmidt, I grew up around the car business. And I said, well, I'd like to go up there and hang out with my dad.
Wow.
And I went up and said,
isn't that nice?
You know, what can I do? How can I help? And I started out in the accounting office with a really strict office manager.
Uh-huh.
And that's when we did books by hand and everything with checks and balances and things like that. Mm-hmm. No computers at that time. But really, I grew up in the car business starting from the time I was about 13.
And then on from Belleville West to our alma mater.
St. Louis University.
That's right, St. Louis U. And, you know, the nice thing is you've done it all in the car business. You've done everything from the years in accounting. And now your title is what, dear? I mean, I know it, but why don't you tell our listeners?
Well, my official title is executive manager.
Mm-hmm.
And quite often that means I do stuff that nobody else really wants to do. but lead the day-to-day operations at Jack Schmidt Chevrolet in O'Fallon.
And what do you do for the Mid-America Chevrolet dealers?
Well,
because you get voted for that, don't you? Didn't you get voted in for that like 7 or 8 years ago?
I'm fortunate enough that the St. Louis Chevy Dealers Association has voted me as president of their group. We have an advertising group that selects the Chevrolet messaging that you see in the market from all, gosh, we have 36 Chevrolet dealers in the St. Louis market.
Wow.
And so...
And Kathy's the queen of them all.
That's nice.
Isn't
well,
that cool?
I don't know
queen
about
and
the
Dean.
Queen.
Yeah, the queen and Dean, yeah.
So that keeps me busy.
It does. That certainly does. And then you ended up raising this kid that, I mean, I remember when you were 5 and running around and driving me nuts, you know, and now Danielle, beautiful, beautiful girl, you know, and... Married, what, 2 years now?
Almost 5.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you just like the wedding day so much. You
I
want to go back to
did.
It.
I did. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. Wow. Yeah, that is
I know.
Wild.
I can't believe it either.
Oh, I love David. He's such a good guy. He's such a good guy. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, Danielle.
Okay. So I grew up in Belleville, also in the car business, as my mom did. Not quite the same, though, where I'd say I knew right away that I wanted to work in the business, but didn't necessarily not want to work in the business. Went off to college to get my business degree at Arizona State. And when I went there, didn't even know that they had a program with Ford for automotive entrepreneurship. So I got my business management and automotive entrepreneurship degree. And kind of quickly, once I started in that program, knew that I wanted to be in the business in some capacity. So, yeah, it was like fate going there. It really did. It led me back to working with my family.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I mean, it was great because I think Bob, you know, your father really enjoys the fact that you're there and you guys are working kind of shoulder to shoulder most days. Okay, there's probably a few of those days when it's like, Danielle.
we always say 99% of the time it's absolutely wonderful. We get to have lunch together.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, it's so nice to bounce ideas off of him. And I don't work day to day with my at my mom's stores, but I'm always calling her for advice on this and that and how she would handle, you know. So I'm very lucky to have them to bounce those ideas off of and learn still.
So see, listeners, we have ladies where in the family business, they've been able to pass on the wisdom. They've been able to pass on their experiences and their education to their daughters so that their daughters can come into this century, you know, just stepping up a little bit more and stepping it up a little bit more. So, you know, let's kind of talk about a little of this, not just in how it all works, you know, in the family, but tell me a little bit, you know, personally about the families and work and how you juggle it. I mean, and we ought to just kind of start talking right before we went on the air. We were talking about that, the way we all are as far as that, just one more minute, just that one more thing, what can I get done and how can I get out the door, you know? So, you know, let's just chat about that a little bit as far as how that all works all the time. You know, Lauren, well, you were talking about that.
Yeah, you should talk about that.
Well, I think that for me, just fitting it all in is one of those things where I just expect that I'm going to be able to handle it all.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mindset around what am I going to be able to accomplish and what do I want to accomplish, and okay, let's make it happen. So we were kind of joking that I'm a one more thing kind of person. I think a number of us in the room
are. Yeah, Kathy, you said that too, didn't you? Yeah.
And so, you know, before I, you know, I'm usually 1 to 3 minutes late to things because I am trying to just jam one more thing in. But I think it also comes down to what's one more thing that I can do to grow the business? What's one more thing that I can do to have a great conversation with my husband? What's one more thing that, you know, we can try and do something really awesome for our daughter? So anyway, just I think it's a mindset.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't you see that, too, Laura? I mean, it's just, you know, you're always trying to figure out, okay, if I just eke this out, you know, and we can all chat at the same time. You know, I mean, we're pretty good at that. So we can all just kind of talk.
Yeah.
Through.
I think my life now is more, what's one more thing I can do for her, my daughter, you know, Lauren and her family. So if that's, what night are you going to be really stressed that I could go over there and either have dinner ready when you come in or just drop it off there or just do the grocery shopping and put it in? That's the one more thing I'm crazy about doing now.
You know, and it's funny because that's how my mom was. You know, I mean, you guys all know I don't like to shop. I hate shopping. And my mother would do my shopping for me. She, you know, she did attempt once to cook and the dogs didn't even want to eat. You know, God love her. You know, she just wasn't a cook, but she was great at always having, she did all my banking. I mean, you know, can you believe it? Can you believe that your mother would get all your banking done? And if I'd go to the bank, they'd make me show my ID.
That's hilarious. You
know? Yeah. You know? But my mom just got all that stuff done for me, you know, and it really helped.
Yeah. When I was working, before I left the office, I would say, what's one more thing I could do? And it was usually a phone call or what I call a love note. Mm-hmm. And I have all these note cards with my name on it, and I'll just write 2 sentences, thinking of you and hoping when I come to New Jersey, we could have another fabulous lunch together, period. And I would just write those and sign it and put it in the mail. And sure enough, they'd call and say, when are you coming to, you know, New Jersey? Mm-hmm. Or when are you, you know? And that kept relationships alive. You don't always have to make a phone call. But I still write love notes. I went to 2 nice galas over the past week, and I wrote the chair's love note saying, could not have been more beautiful.
And are you still doing it in handwritten notes? Or are you doing
handwritten.
It more?
No, I don't use email for that.
You don't? Okay.
I do handwritten notes.
Because I've kind of slipped into the text. I don't know about you guys. You know, how about you guys as far
Absolutely.
As Danielle?
Have yeah. You, yeah, I, you're I like kind of that, that you do the handwritten. Mm-hmm. It's more personal, but I'm the same way. I've text, email.
I've slipped into that so much more, and I hate it. Because, Kathy, you always were really good about writing little notes and sending them, you know?
I really like notes, both to send them and to receive them.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Yeah,
you know,
well,
I
nowadays
always
you hardly ever receive them.
Right,
because
I know.
It's so rare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I appreciate the time that somebody takes to sit down and write that note, and I think that makes it meaningful when you receive it.
You know, and we should do that more often. We should note to self that we will all do that, okay, in the next 2 weeks.
And you know what else people are blown away by is you see their name in the paper for something.
Oh yeah,
I've taken to not all the time, but a good portion of the time, sending them a bouquet of flowers. a small bouquet or a large bouquet, depending upon the position.
I want my name in the paper.
Wow. Because, you know, that's really recognition.
Yeah.
But it's a statement of, I see you. Mm-hmm. I really see who you are and who you're becoming.
Well, that's the psychologist coming out of you, too, you know. And how did that feel all the time, Lauren, always having the psychologist in the household? How was that?
Yeah, you know, it's a funny question because I get asked it on a regular basis, but the reality is I did not feel psychoanalyzed on a day-to-day basis. It was just how we interacted was talking about how we felt about things and what's going on in our lives. And then, as my mom says, pureeing it. So you can't talk about it on the surface level.
You can't just say fine.
Yeah. And so I don't know. Maybe that's some form of psychoanalytics. But it was just the way that we interacted. And I think it's a great way to interact that I helps to get deeper. So I would say
we listened a lot to each other.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that I felt like I was manipulated or whatever. So I would say that the training that she received ended up actually only helping from the fact that she was able to ask good questions and be supportive.
You know, and it's funny because I watch you, Kathy, the same way with Danielle and with Tony and with everybody. You know, Kathy is actually, in case I can't speak for myself, Mike Moore doesn't get to pull the plug unless Kathy also agrees. You know, because she's
going to be hilarious. That,
she's going to, you know, I've got three friends. She sits back, you know.
She analyzes it all.
That's exactly
and
it.
And makes her decision more. I'm kind of the opposite of her.
Oh, really,
I'm more
Danielle?
A jump and react. It's one thing that I'm constantly watching and trying to get a little bit more of from her.
Because that's right. Because, you know, Kathy, you're always, you analyze everything, you take time. And then when you come back, because I've seen you upset a few times and I've seen you upset, but it's never been at somebody where that they feel it the same way I see, because I can read you because of just our years of friendship. But it's funny because you do. You take the time, and it's, you know, let's discuss this. Let's figure this out. Let's talk about it. And it's always with kindness and care and
she
love.
She does do that.
You know, doesn't she? Even in book club, doesn't she? Hey, we should just, like, maybe make you the next president or something now at this point when we think about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I think I learned a long time ago, and my mom is the living example of this.
Yes.
That you should always be kind to everyone. You never know what that person is going through or what experiences they're having. And so to prejudge or fly off the handle or be upset without having all the information, I've found over time that it makes me say things that I probably regretted later. So I am very... my husband calls it slow to burn.
Yeah.
I don't get upset quickly.
Yeah, let's look at Bob's temperament, you know.
He's 0 to 60 in a minute.
Right, yeah.
We balance each other out with that. Yeah.
You know, there's a technique out called 1-2-3 wait. And it's a whole book about the importance of, before reacting to anything, you 1-2-3 wait. And I believe the next strategy is how is important to say what you were going to say. And there are like 10,000 emails about people not committing suicide because they listened to this TED Talk on 1-2-3 wait.
My goodness. We should listen to that. We should listen to that. And we are going to come back because we are going to discuss that a little bit more, but we are going to come back with Cocktails and Conversation. I've got Lauren Herring, Laura Herring, Danielle Federico, and Kathy Federico here today.
Thank you very much, Maureen. It is Cocktails and Conversation with Maureen Moore. We'll take a break. We'll come back with much more here on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I'm Frank Opinions. Hey, Scott Sherman, attorney at law. Let's say I got something I want to sell. How do I sell it?
The best way to do that is called the yard sale, the first community credit union yard sale. 7 to 9 a.m. every Saturday, 855-282-TALK. 855-282-TALK. You can buy something, you can offer it for sale, and you can have a great time. Every Saturday morning, 7 to 9, 590 The Fan.
Except for that little stumble, that was perfect.
This Father's Day, Rockwell Tools makes it easy to find the perfect gift for dad. The Sonicrafter Multi-Tool is the world's most versatile tool and a must-have for dad. Its DuoTech oscillation technology gives dad the power to slice through virtually anything. Visit sonicrafter.com or your local Lowe's to learn more.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, anxiety, or have trouble sleeping? If any of these questions got your attention, the CBD 24 system by Infantry might be your answer. Visit any One Nation Nutrition location in O'Fallon, Wentzville, or St. Peter's for details and change your life.
TMA Live provides a great opportunity to watch and participate with the Ryan Kelly Morning After, as well as enjoy fellowship with other lemmings like yourself. This month, TMA Live makes its Jefferson County debut on June 28th at the Hot Shots in Arnold. Enjoy specials on Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, and some TMA-themed menu items. That's TMA Live for the very first time at the Hot Shots in Arnold on Thursday, June 28th.
The thought of divorce can be overwhelming, especially if you try to navigate the process alone. I'm Tanya Page, co-founder of Page Law. I have over 15 years' experience handling high net worth divorce, complex custody, and other family law matters. At Page Law, we understand divorce can be an emotional roller coaster, which is why all of our attorneys give each and every client their personal cell phone number. We are available for you 24/7.
Call Page Law at 314-PAGE-LAW or visit pagelaw.com to schedule your free, discreet consultation. Don't wait. Call now before your spouse does. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising.
This is 590 The Fan. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11, it's She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery.
I have to say this out loud so that you know. My shirt's on backwards. Do you know any time?
It's a turtleneck. How can you tell?
So, see this right here? I have a turtleneck or
yes,
whatever you want to
Kelly
call it.
Kelly does dress herself.
I need help, apparently.
She Said, He Said. Saturday mornings, 9 to 11 on 590 The Fan.
We now return to Cocktails and Conversation with Maureen Moore on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Back here today with Cocktails and Conversation. I'm having a little sip as well as all my guests. And today it looks like it's wine on the calendar with the chocolate, because we are obviously having to have Saddleback chocolates as we sit here and chat with my friends, Lauren Herring, Danielle Federico, and Kathy Federico. And it's all about mothers and daughters and how we can actually operate within the system, sustaining family businesses. So, ladies, let's talk a little bit more about a few other things like mentoring. You know, you're all solid women. You're all accomplished women. You know, you have families, you have husbands, you have businesses, you have friends, you have relationships, you have philanthropic projects as well. Okay, so through all that, Danielle, who mentored you to be able to be this?
Oh, gosh, tough question.
Yeah, who do you think that is who mentored you?
I mean, absolutely my mom. You know, growing up, I don't think I really thought about it growing up, how much she really did until I got older and kind of in the position I am now and really realized all that she took on, way more than I feel like I take on, because she took care of us kids and I don't have that. But, you know, I don't think I ever realized, like, as a woman, you know, there's no boundaries there. There were never any boundaries for me growing up. Like, it was never a thing for me from my parents, because it was like, yeah, you go and you work and you do your thing and accomplish anything you want to accomplish. So absolutely, my mom watching her just made that a non-issue for me.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah. What a tribute.
Well, obviously, the car business is a strongly male-dominated field.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't run across a lot of women. But in our household, when Danielle was growing up, and even from my parents, it was, these are girl jobs and these are boy jobs. It was, you do whatever job you feel like you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, because think about that. When we were all in college, I mean, you know, Laura, you and I, Kathy, you know, it was education or nursing. You know, I mean, nobody thought accounting. Nobody thought engineering. You know, they just really hadn't gone into that yet. I mean, so you broke the mold going into psychology, you know.
Well, kind of. But I had a role breaker When I was 10 years old, I met a great aunt of mine. She was young.
Is that
she
the one in
54.
New Jersey?
My Aunt Marge in New Jersey. I write about her in my book, No Fear Allowed, A Story of Guts, Perseverance, and Making an Impact. Mm-hmm. And I write about her because I was in awe of this woman. And she took me under her wing to teach me how to dress, how to walk, because I was a young athlete, tomboy then, and my dad mentored me in sports. My mom had five kids. She was doing five loads of wash a day because we all wore Catholic school uniforms, and she liked to have them pressed every night and that kind of thing.
God love her.
Yeah. So, but what I'm saying is Aunt Marge was the first female vice president of a major department store in New York. And I used to be able to literally take a plane into LaGuardia. Mm-hmm. I was 12 years old, had my suitcase, told them what street to go on. And then I met George in the parking garage. Uh-huh. I say, George, put this in Aunt Marge's car. He put it in the car. I went up to her 37th floor, sat there, waited for her. We would go out to dinner in New York City. And we'd go home, and I'd open up her closet, and it was hilarious. She had like 30 dresses, navy blue, black, navy blue, black. I opened her drawers. Uh-huh. Her bras and underwear, black and navy blue.
I'm sure Aunt Marge would love the fact that you're talking about her underwear now. You know,
and her shoes were. In fact, one day, she locked her keys in her office. Uh-huh. And she had flats on. She goes, "We can't go to dinner with me in flats." So we went downstairs to Saks, and she got the exact pair of shoes she locked in the room.
And it's a different day.
It certainly is a different day, isn't it? Oh, my gosh. What do you think, Lauren?
Well, I have the same response that Danielle has. My mm-hmm. greatest mentor is my mom. And similarly, I was raised to think that there are no boundaries, mm-hmm. that you know, set your sights on what you want to do, and then you need to work hard to achieve it. And, you know, it's interesting, having spent most of my career in a women-owned business, and then now where I'm actually the owner as well, it's an interesting dynamic because I feel that sense of empowerment. I create that sense of empowerment in the in Impact Group. And yet I'm also so passionate about understanding that not all business is done that way. And you talked about how the car industry is a very male-dominated kind of field. You know, at Impact Group, we have a special focus of our business, actually, on helping to develop female leaders and helping to grow women in leadership because I'm so passionate about women exploring those options for them and feeling that there is opportunity for them. And so how do we both support the women with understanding what they need to do possibly differently and how they need to think differently or, you know, how do they need to build relationships with different types of people than they otherwise would? But then how do you also create the right environment in the company where the executive leadership is promoting that it's not a women's issue to have more women in leadership. It's a business issue. There's business benefits to why this is important. And so, you know, I've just got real passionate about how this is something that I feel that I can make a difference in and Impact Group has something to say about it.
Well, and you're right. Look at some of the companies here. Look at some of the corporations right here. Enterprise, led by a woman.
Spire. Graybar.
Claris.
Graybar.
Claris.
And you know what? Edward Jones now, too.
Yeah.
And
Sue
McCollum.
Thinking that. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
At major brands. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say something that I'm really proud of Lauren because she has taken her Women in Leadership program around the world and presented it to 30 corporations in Europe a couple months ago. But she has become or is becoming the spokesperson for women in leadership globally because other women who do it are vice presidents like Sheryl Sandberg or something. Her head's down in the sand now. But
Tell me what you really think about that.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Okay. But what I'm saying is she didn't have to start a company or maintain a company.
And lead a company.
Mm-hmm. So Lauren, as the CEO, who has taken this on to be her key focus of her legacy, is to become the spokesperson for women in management throughout the world.
And you know what? That's the whole thing, Laura. This program is all about women, you know, strong women. May we know them. May we raise them. May we be them. But may we also praise them, because there's not enough of that where we're praising and acknowledging strong women and everything that they are accomplishing, you know, that they're accomplishing. You know, and I mean, to say that in a business, Kathy, that is primarily men, I mean, how many other women are there that are in the, how many, 36 different dealerships?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how many more, how many of them are women that are in your position?
Just a handful.
Yeah, exactly. But all those men and the few women, they voted you to be in charge of the Mid-America relationship, you know, in all the dealerships. That says something, mm-hmm. you know, and that's why Danielle every night should skip home and say thank you, because you have somebody that's actually leading you and mentoring you. Now, let's talk a little bit more about how we're doing. Oh, we're good on time, so we can talk a little bit more about this. You know, I would like to say you're all married. You all have very supportive husbands, but you also had very supportive fathers as well. You know, mm-hmm. So think about that. Again, it's that whole family issue. What makes a woman so much stronger and accomplished sometimes in business is because they're able to kind of pull it all together, you know? And I mean, because you're never hanging out there on your own. You've got the mothers and the fathers, but you've also got your own husbands. You've got your children. And I think it's only something women can do. Don't you guys agree with that? I don't see, you know, like Mike Moore says all the time, I'll ask him to do something. He'll be like, I can't multitask. What is it that women do best? We're always multitasking, even when sometimes everybody else doesn't even realize we're at the dining room table and we're figuring out three more things while we're still getting everybody to get to the table to have dinner.
You know, I'm kind of a list maker.
Mm-hmm.
So I constantly have a list of what needs to be done now and what needs to get done later. And I'm a planner. So it's all about just staying organized.
That's
and
right.
getting it done. That's you know, but also remembering that things are going to pop up that you can't control. And
yes, yeah, because what did you have going on this morning? You had several things that hit you this morning that you didn't plan on, right?
Mm-hmm. One of our offices got a fire department inspection, which was fine. Things come along that you haven't planned for in the day, but you have to kind of go with the flow and not let it wreck your day. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the challenge sometimes comes in, because if you are a planner and you're organized and you've got that list of things you want to accomplish today, what happens when that phone call comes in with the unexpected employee issue? Step back, you regroup, and reprioritize.
We build up multitasking like it's this wonderful thing, mm-hmm. and it's great to a great extent. At the same time, I think that when it comes down to it, the one-on-one interaction with people is still so important. I have made an effort over the last couple of years especially to be more present so that mm-hmm. I'm trying to not be multitasking when I'm with other people. So it's one thing if I'm multitasking, you know, doing a bunch of things for myself. But if I'm, you know, having a conversation with an employee, you know, I want to make sure that person feels that I'm totally committed and focused on them. And same thing, I mean, I think the ultimate with this is kids will not let you be doing 12 different things because they absolutely want your undivided attention. And if I'm doing a bunch of other things to a certain degree, what message am I sending to the people that I love the most when I'm not focused on them? So I don't know. I think that we, you know, in one sense, we glorify the multitasking.
Right.
On the other hand, you know, the value that we bring to relationships by being totally present is something that I am continually working on.
And I also know as a psychologist, it is really bad neurologically to multitask because we have neuro pathways that need to be completed circuits. And if you start something and then stop it and then start and stop and then do 14, your neuro pathways are broken up and they aren't as thoroughly developed and completed. And what that leads to is forgetfulness and I don't want to say dementia or some of those things.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, really.
But what I'm saying is, Lauren's word is perfect, mindfulness. I'll be putting on my makeup and I think, oh, I've got to do this, this, and this. I go, okay, finish your makeup. And then we'll do this, this, and this. And
see, and I'm walking and talking and doing my makeup at the same time. And then I kind of go, oh, shoot. Okay, did I get both eyes?
Done? Yeah, yeah.
I actually forgot my mascara the other day because I went on to do something else. And then I didn't go back to it.
I know. That's funny. I will say, too, I am a big waker-upper in the middle of the night.
Oh, I am, too.
And I used to really be furious that that happened. But then I realized that it was my unconscious reminding me to do some things. So I've learned to use my fingers in the middle of the night as opposed to writing them down. So this morning was make Seattle Air reservations, check the email for theater tickets, and then three or four. So then I press this, and then when I press it in the morning, okay, Seattle tickets. Okay, check the airline tickets. And so.
And you can actually remember it that
those
way.
Those are called anchors. You anchor them.
See, I have to still write it down. I still have to.
You can train yourself to do this.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think I'd be kind of going, okay, yeah, I have blood flow in that finger. I have blood flow in that finger. I can feel pain in that finger.
Yeah.
What did I just do?
You know? But I spent a career learning about anchoring positive feelings.
Yeah, and you've got your mind thinking
that
way.
And so my mindset is you can anchor anything. Because when your father frowns at you, what does that anchor in you?
He's not very happy.
Right. You don't need a translator for that. So there are anchors everywhere floating about.
Huh. That's a good thing to think about, isn't it? Because I would never have come to that and come to that realization at all. That's wild. Okay. Tonight, Mike Moore is going to be going, why are you scrunching all your fingers, you know?
That's funny.
Because I've got 10 things on my mind in bed. Well, we are here today with Dr. I should almost call you Dr. Lauren.
No.
Laura Herring. But no,
you know what? I'm not a doctor. I was one of the lucky ones. In my year, 1975, I passed the test without a doctorate, and it was the last year they allowed psychologists without PhDs.
Oh, isn't that
But
nice?
I had master's plus 60. So.
Well, and right now, though, you still are a PhD in life and life and wisdom in business, and so don't anybody ever tell you differently.
Absolutely.
You know, so we are here with Laura Herring, Danielle Federico and Kathy Federico, and it's about women, the power of women, and especially power of mothers with their daughters.
This summer, 590 The Fan is teaming up with Meals for a Million to reduce hunger in our community. Did you know that over 41% of children in Missouri live below the poverty line? That's over 135,000 kids who could be dealing with hunger. 590 The Fan is inviting you to join us on August 25th and 26th as we fill the family arena and package meals for those in need. Go now to the 590 The Fan website and click on the Meals for a Million icon to register and volunteer to feed those in need. Together, we can strike out hunger in our community.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, anxiety, or have trouble sleeping? If any of these questions got your attention, the CBD 24 system by Infantry might be your answer. Visit any One Nation Nutrition location in O'Fallon, Wentzville, or St. Peter's for details and change your life.
The thought of divorce can be overwhelming, especially if you try to navigate the process alone. I'm Tanya Page, co-founder of Page Law. I have over 15 years' experience handling high net worth divorce, complex custody, and other family law matters. At Page Law, we understand divorce can be an emotional roller coaster, which is why all of our attorneys give each and every client their personal cell phone number. We are available for you 24/7.
Call Page Law at 314-PAGE-LAW or visit pagelaw.com to schedule your free, discreet consultation. Don't wait. Call now before your spouse does. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Made from scratch food goes perfectly with ice cold beer. And at Twin Peaks, there's something on the menu for every fan's appetite. Plus, savory shareables like the new loaded tots, topped with a sunny side up egg to satisfy the whole table. The perfect sidekick is a featured rotating tap served at a frosty 29 degrees in a 22-ounce man-sized mug. Twin Peaks. Eats. Drinks. Scenic views.
Schnucks is proud to partner with Folds of Honor, providing scholarships for the children of fallen or disabled military heroes. Folds of Honor has awarded some 16,000 scholarships, including more than 100 in the St. Louis area. Now through July 4th, round up your purchase at Schnucks and support those families who've sacrificed so much. Join our mission. Visit your neighborhood Schnucks or go to schnucks.com/Folds of Honor.
Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's The Morning After featuring Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, and Jim Hayes.
Barry Manilow does well out there, I understand.
What's your favorite Manilow song?
Mandy.
I guess Mandy.
How about this one?
Her name was Lola.
Ah, yeah.
She was a showgirl.
With yellow ribbons in her hair and a dress cut down to there. She would merengue.
Doug and Jim sing Barry Manilow.
It's The Morning After on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. This is 590 The Fan.
It sounds really good.
Frank Cusimano.
Jim Hayes.
Tim McKernan.
Charlie Marlowe.
Doug Vaughn.
Eric Messersmith.
Larry Connors.
Ken Jansen.
TJ Moe.
Franco Pinion.
On 590 The Fan.
So raise your glass.
We now return to Cocktails and Conversation with Maureen Moore on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Rolling through another Cocktails and Conversation for you here on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Don't forget, show every Friday from 2 until 3 o'clock. The replay, in case you missed it, can be heard
this week on Saturday between 3 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon,
or on Sunday at 7 a.m. Let's turn it over to our host, Maureen Moore.
So we're back today with Cocktails and Conversations. And the cool thing is, I'm Maureen Moore. And that's not the cool part. The cool part is who I have here today. It's Lauren Herring. It's Danielle Federico, Laura Herring, and Kathy Federico. And so we're here to kind of wrap up our last segment of the day. But as we sip our Chardonnay and Sauvignon, what are you guys drinking? Sauvignon Blanc?
Yes.
Oh, Sauvignon Blanc. And, of course, I'm going with something a little bit stronger today because I needed the caffeine hit. And we're having a little bit of Saddleback chocolates. And sounds like the blood orange was the choice,
definitely,
right?
Definitely the winner.
That was the one, blood orange. Yeah. Okay,
we,
lightly
we
gold
dusted. We
gave
these to our clients for Christmas as well, and it was a big hit.
Was it? Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, we've done your wedding. You know, we do Jack Schmidt, you know, every time. What is it? How is it that everybody gets chocolate at Jack Schmidt Chevrolet?
It's a thank you when they purchase the car.
See, and they get their own chocolates, their Jack Schmidt Chevrolet chocolates.
By the way, you should have houses on them and just sell them.
And we do that for Vicki Dimmick.
Oh.
Yeah, Vicki has that, and it's a beautiful house on it, and it's a nice little thank you, and it's a beautiful piece. Yeah, so, yeah. You know, it's all
our
the different corporate
gift.
Pieces.
Yeah.
Thank you. As Danielle
as
has
I'm
another piece.
Them.
Yes. You know, let's talk a little bit about mothers and daughters in relationships here, because, you know, we've touched on a lot of different things, from background education and how everybody got to where they are in this, in their careers and in their families. But let's talk a little bit about mothers and daughters. And so, Danielle and Kathy, tell me what how that all seems to kind of mesh and meld and fall together as far as, you know, being the mother of a daughter and of a son. You know, I know Tony obviously keeps it kind of exciting. Danielle keeps it cool, calm, and collected. I think that would be a good way of putting it, right? We never know what Tony's going to do, but we know we can count on Danielle. Am I pretty right on that?
Yes.
See, it's I better so. I say that than you.
Yeah. Danielle keeps things going smoothly. You know,
Is Tony in the business?
Tony is in the automotive business, but not in ours. He's actually in training, and he trains people to come into the automotive business.
Yes, and Tony has two boys, Dominic and Anthony, and they are sweethearts.
They're the best.
They are, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah. They're good boys.
They are good boys. Yeah. They are good boys.
So I think Danielle and I have been fortunate enough. I hear a lot of my friends talk about they get to a spot in their relationship with their daughters where they're butting heads a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the daughter's trying to spread her wings and has her ideas about how things should go. And sometimes mom is saying, you know, I'm not smarter than you. I'm just a little bit older, and I've seen that happen before, and I want to save you some heartache. Danielle was always pretty good, I think, about listening and processing the information. She's very passionate about things. Mm-hmm. She does sometimes have her dad's hard-headedness.
No, really? Oh, my goodness.
So, but we were fortunate enough that we didn't really ever butt heads. Other than the one day she said she didn't want her clothes to come from Talbot's Kids anymore because those were baby clothes.
Danielle.
Talk about heartbreak. Talk about
heartbreak.
I bet. Yeah, I could make any other business decision today and she'd be fine. She'll never let the Talbots go.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
When I didn't want my bows to match my clothes anymore, it was
is
just
that
a bad
hilarious?
Day.
Yeah. That is, I get it.
Well,
I get it.
Well, and I think it was a revelation for me because I was thinking, oh, she's not a baby anymore. You know, she wants to move to that next stage, and I don't think I was necessarily prepared for her to move to the next stage, but it came, and those stages came whether I was ready for him or not.
That's you know, a good point.
When she went off to college, yeah. I kept thinking, oh, gosh, she's going all the way out to Arizona. You know, how are we going to do this? And my husband said to me, well, it's only a plane ride away. It'll be fine. And, you know, you work through those different stages, and I get so excited to see Danielle move on, whether it was with her wedding and her husband, who we absolutely love. He's a great son-in-law to have. I'll give my plug for David.
Yeah,
David
go,
is
Dave.
A good soul. I love that guy.
Or in business, as Danielle's growing in the business. And I run across people in our industry that say, I met your daughter, and gee, what a great lady. And she's got her head screwed on straight, which mm-hmm. is always a great compliment, because I feel like we had some hand in getting her on the right path.
Mm-hmm. So how would you think about that? I'm just thinking right now with the weddings and everything and the big wedding this past weekend. And, you know, you it's funny because you look at that wedding and you look at the mother of Meghan Markle, you know, and you look at her and she just had tears in her eyes and you think, God love her that she was probably just so proud, so touched and just so excited and happy for her daughter. And you think, I wonder what those relationships were like compared to what ours are in everyday life, you know. And they're probably very similar. You know? It looks like it was a kind of a similar life as far as, you know, her knowing she wanted to be an actress and an activist and, you know, had thoughts of her own, you know. So you kind of tip your hat and think, okay, that's good for the monarchy. Things are going to change a little
bit. Well, at the end of the day, people are people. So
that's right.
Their relationship probably is similar in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Yeah. And I bet you yours and your mother's was too. Go ahead, Lauren. Go ahead, Lauren. I know you're, as we're looking at you, go ahead.
I wasn't sure who is going to start there. Well, I think that our relationship is great. It's evolved. We've had ups and downs. Our Talbot's moment came generally around hair and pictures. that, you know, we can still point back to the number of fights that we've had, and it usually revolved around that. And I would say that, you know, at this point where we are right now is, you know, just very open and loving and just wanting to support one another. And then I would also say that, you know, as I look back, there are things that I wish that, especially during the transition of the business, that I had, you know, engaged her more and asked more questions and things like that. But, you know, it's almost kind of one of those things where it's like when you're assuming what's going on with someone else and you don't really know what's going on in their head. And I think we were both in that situation and there were probably some things that we could have done to smooth that process over. I mean, overall, I would say it went really well. But, you know, I think that there are opportunities where we can kind of look back and say, oh, it would have been nice if we had done this or that. But where we are today is great. And,
a great
you know,
place.
Let's let's just focus on the time ahead and making life be awesome now, too.
Yeah. When it was determined that Lauren would step in at 30 years old to run the company, we also made a critical decision because we could have sold the company at that time for a nice chunk of change.
Sum.
And so we negotiated with Lauren that a 10-year period of time, she would pay us out from profits. And that has worked beautifully. And she finished payments in August. And that's when I stepped off the board.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's great.
And so, and it was important for me to let her know that she earned the right to run the company by paying for the company. Because a lot of people thought, you're just getting the company.
Right.
And she had, I remember just one time she called us and said, you know, it would be great if I don't pay you this month. And
things were a little tight.
Things were a little tight. And Mike and I talked about it, and we said, we're her bank. She needs to learn to show up to the bank with money in hand. So we said, no, you've got to pay us this month. And we never asked again. Mm-hmm. And that taught
her. That's a strong mother. That's a strong mother and father. And
you know, we wanted her to feel always that she earned the right to run the company. I think it's really important for people to know that. The other thing about Lauren is she's remarkably kind. She has an open heart, a giving heart, and
she's thoughtful.
Yeah, the only time she and I have differed in business is when I am a little bit more direct and proactive with some employees who aren't really moving it along.
Uh-huh.
And she is much kinder with them, or has been, you know, in the past. And she's really willing to give people chances and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, we kind of run the business based on relationships. And I see her cheerleading on all these, it's called all hands calls. Is it once a month or once a quarter?
Quarterly,
where we have 400 employees around the world, some full-time, some coaches that are part-time. And it's a cheerleading event. Here's where we are. This is where we're going. It's so exciting. And that's what you want. You want to be able to give people hope. I think I would rate our relationship a 10 plus now. And it hasn't always been that because no relationship is a 10 plus. My relationship with my husband hasn't always been 10 plus, you know? And I think we have to realize that there are moments in time that change us and moments in time that propel us to take actions that maybe 1, 2, 3 wait we wouldn't have done or said or whatnot.
And don't you think that it is also a combination and a tribute to our husbands? Because there's so many times that it's nice that we can take that information and take that thought home to our husbands, and no matter what it is, and you can kind of say, yeah, I mean, I can see Mike Herring and how many times he's probably talked you off the ledge, you know, at
no,
different
not
times.
At all.
Not at all.
No, Mike rarely talks.
But I'm bummed.
Yeah, really. No.
Poor
no.
Mike.
It's really because I'm so passionate, maybe people think I get on the ledge. But what I have is a passion. And what we've learned is he lets me get it all out.
Exactly.
And then I just go.
He's the filter.
He is. He is the filter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah. He doesn't say don't do it.
Oh, you gosh, know? I can't imagine him ever telling you don't do anything.
Yeah,
I don't, you
know. But what I'm saying is he knows I have to vent. Kathy, do you have to vent?
I don't vent very loudly.
Okay.
But I do have things that I need to get off my chest from time to time.
And to him, to Bob.
To Bob, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I don't do it to the people I want to vent
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
So he's a good, your word is filter. So what do you think about what I said?
Well, and you also have 100 million ideas. And three of them are probably worth moving forward with, you know, so right. then you have to.
Oh, I'd say 30.
Yeah. Of course you would. Of course you would. But I do. I think that's it. I used to always call Mike Moore the bridge builder. I'd always say, okay, Mike's the bridge builder. I'm the one that blows it up and says, I'll find a way to get across that bridge some other way, you know. But I could. And that took years of kind of taking that back home and talking it over and kind of thinking through things before I always just spouted out what I was thinking, you know, because
you're that's right. important.
He was a good filter. He was always somebody I could kind of talk it through. Of course, he was at the same time. I say, now don't think that you're actually going to be right about this. It's just that I want to tell you about it first before
well,
I go forward.
Well, I do think, though, having a husband mm-hmm. who loves you, believes in you, supports you, and think you're the greatest thing since sliced bread helps in running a business because yeah. he never second-guessed my business acumen.
Right.
It same was here. Always my reaction to a mm-hmm. situation, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, so, you know, it's funny because that song that they played at the wedding the other day, Stand By.
Oh, Stand By Me.
Yeah, wasn't that gorgeous, that rendition?
Yeah,
wasn't that great? That really was, and it says everything because you want somebody that's always going to have your back, you know? And I think here, you know, Danielle and Lauren, you're so fortunate because your mothers have your back.
Oh, that's a good
you
point.
Know, your mothers mm-hmm. have your back. Your mothers have your back in business, in how you carry yourself, how you handle yourself, you know, what decisions you've made. But you've gone from being really mothers and daughters to adult women, you know,
mm-hmm.
for both of you.
Friends,
and friends,
sure.
yes. And
I
that
would say
really
that.
Works out so well. It really does. I mean, it's different if you got to be, you know, kind of telling Kennedy what to do compared to what your mother would say to you now. Now, do you
it's
have
my
any...
greatest joy watching her mothering
your mother,
Kennedy.
Yeah,
it's
bet.
Just a joy to watch.
Do you have any of those bows left from Talbot's in the outfits? Kennedy could
I knew
fit
I
right
have
in
those.
Kennedy could fit right into those Aww. Right now.
And
know?
She would be adorable.
Oh, she would be so cute in that.
A really
yeah.
great day.
So, you know,
this
we've been able to talk about mothers and daughters, their careers, their education, the paths that they've chose, you know, that they've chosen. And there's so many things that we could still touch on. I could have you guys here 10 more times, you know, and we'd still have so many more things to talk about in our conversations and just chatting. But I'd like to say today that, again, it's about women, strong women. May we know them. May we be them. May we raise them and may we praise them. And
I
am going to say to you, ladies, Cocktails and Conversation, thank you so much. And let's toast to the women.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers.
I like how your glasses sound.
Cheers to you, sweetie.
And have another little bite of Saddleback chocolates. There you go, Lauren.
I must say, since I've known Saddleback chocolates, my hips love them.
Oh, that's so good.
My lips love them.
And you never have to go, but most people go to Straub's to get them. So please enjoy yourselves for the rest of the day. Thank you so much. And, you know, talk is cheap, but the next round's on me.
Thank you.
That will put a wrap on our show for today. Cocktails and Conversation. We will have much more for you next Friday. Show live from 2 to 3. If you miss it on Friday, you can check it out this week on Saturday between 3 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon or Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Have a great day, everyone.